So the reason why osteoporosis and heart disease is so important with when it comes to menopause or could happen because of menopause, because estrogen actually helps protect your heart and bones. Okay, because you notice a lot of heart conditions in older people happen because of as they get in those later years. Okay, because estrogen actually protects them, protects your bones, protects your heart. Today, I want to actually try just something different. So we have, let me grab on my notes. So what we have is, we're going to talk about some fitness related stuff. And then after fitness related stuff, we're going to go into menopause. Okay, I think there's a lot of things that I feel like maybe certain people don't know what to expect. Some people might not know. Much when it comes to this hair, pretty much about the hot flashes and certain things like that. But I figure we kind of talk about everything. I don't think it's going to be too much to talk about, but just to be on the safe side, we're all adults in this and listening or watching or what have you. So should be okay to hear everything, what is or to, you know, understand everything that's going on. All right, I see no comments, nothing. Okay, perfect. All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about, fit arms. Okay, so let's begin with this understanding. When we talk about the arms, of course we talk about the biceps, the triceps, the muscles in the front, the muscles in the back. Let me see if I can actually get this thing up, because I want to actually see if I can show videos or show pictures of certain things when it comes to showing the exercises and not just saying, you know, talking about it. That's actually so you can view it, which would be pretty cool to be able to see through this with all this fancy technology that we have nowadays. So I figure let me try to see if I can do that. If by chance you don't see it on your end, see the video or anything like that, please let me know. Let's see, go here, exercises. Okay, perfect. All right, so with our clear goals, okay, we're trying to, majority of the time when we're trying to tone our arms or get stronger, well, no, just talk about toning our arms. Toning our arms is pretty much the overall, it's increasing muscle mass in our arms. And then decreasing body fat as well. So just understand something, our body will choose where it wants to lose fat first, okay? For instance, women, yes, I heard the term, what thought them terms there, bat wings, arm flabs, arm fat. There's a lot of different things. Comment below, let me know what words, what terms you guys call it, what have you. All right, so pretty much when it comes to losing or toning your arms, it's pretty much is the equivalent of losing body fat in your arms, but then also increasing muscle mass as well. Okay, so we want to actually have realistic goals when it comes to this stuff, or depending on what we are. We have to understand something. We cannot isolate or do spot reduction when it comes to our arms. Okay, just understand that. All right. There's tons of gimmicks out there. Like for instance, the sauna suits. You put on the suit and then you start sweating. That doesn't work. It's just water weight. Excuse me. There's no scientific evidence that says that actually works. So just be careful how you spend your money. Okay, so majority of time, just to kind of skip through everything, not skip through anything, but let's kind of go through this real fast. We want to isolate. We also do two things, actually. Isolate the muscles, the upper body. I mean, the muscles, the biceps, triceps, shoulders as well. I know some people want to get stronger, more defined shoulders. Some people don't want defined shoulders. but most people do. And then also more arms as well. Okay, some women would like to have at least not toned or anything like that, some big manly forearms, but just stronger. All right, then we have to incorporate also compound movements. Like compound movements is pretty much multiple, or pretty much focusing more on the big muscles, like doing the push-ups, the bench presses, those kind of things. Okay, those are more compound movements. It's not like a tricep extension when you're pushing down, hitting, targeting here, but push-up will focus on the triceps and your chest muscles, pectoral, majors, and minors, and all that stuff. Okay, so we also want to make sure that we target, we hit, for really stimulating the muscle, you want to actually hit it twice a week, okay? So not necessarily you have to have a tricep day or a shoulder delt day twice a week. You can have the, I feel like you could do isolation day, like a tricep, biceps, and then our arm day or whatever, then a shoulder day, another day, and then also probably like a overall total body, upper body day. So for the best results, you want to actually do hit the muscle twice a week. Okay, for best results. Anything more than that is be great, but realistically, like this is for busy women. So I don't expect you to have that much time to actually do more than hit the body part more than three times a week, more than two times a week, I should say. All right, so let's actually see if this this thing actually works with screen sharing, because this could definitely be, like I said, this could definitely be good. I want to share this. Oh, perfect. Okay, so I'm hoping you guys can see this. I hope all of you guys can see this. Let me see if I can actually see it. I'm just trying to test this thing out to make sure it's actually working. It'll be pretty cool if I'm actually showing the screen. Oh, it's working. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Technology is amazing. All right, so let's start with the compound movements first. Let's start with the bench press. Okay. I'm not going to try to make this anything longer than it needs to be, but this is kind of crazy. This kind of actually is working, and so the bench press is here, but it is no, like, I don't know why it's not showing any videos or anything like that, but barbell, make it find like a barbell bench press. Barbell bench press. Maybe I should type in press all the way. All right, narrow grip. I don't want to get too, okay, here, barbell bench press. So here we go. I don't know if you can hear the music, but this is the bench press. Okay, this is what's called compound movement. Okay, so this is triceps, chest, and a little bit of shoulders as well. Triceps, chest, and a little bit of shoulders. Then we're gonna go to actually I should begin with push-up. This is a European company. They call it press ups. So we say press ups. Let me see. So different kinds here. Press up. Here we go. So here's a press up or a push up. Okay. All right. Notice the body's going all the way down. This hits the triceps. So majority of the time, people always want to focus when it comes to the arms, strengthening the arms, really the triceps. Remember, the triceps, believe it or not, is made up of 1/3 of your arm. So doing more triceps, dips, bench dips, put that in it. Oh my God, this is so fun. Bench dips. This is weighted, but this is bench dips. If you're at home, this is triceps. This is more isolation, though. I'll get more into that, but yes, you see it in the back of the arms here, which is fantastic. Okay, definitely good for the arms. So like I said, the arms are made up, the triceps is 1/3 of the arm. So be mindful of that, okay? So that's why it's definitely important to keep on hitting those triceps the best that you can. All right? Let me see this. No, thank you. I got some message or whatever pop up on me, my thing. But anyway, back to this. All right, so another good for arms, believe it or not, is the good old pull-ups. Okay, so pull-ups, that helps with the lats, that helps with these are different kinds of ones, neutral grip, wide grip. Let's keep it simple with not simple. This is on average, this is tough to do. For anybody to do, but you see you're hitting your upper back and you're hitting your biceps as well. The muscles in front of your arms. Okay, the biceps. Okay. So there's something I want to do talk about with definitely called tempo. Pretty much called eccentric. We'll talk about that in a minute. But there's a lot of ways to, if you cannot do a pull-up, there's a lot of different ways to actually improve your pull-ups, like doing assisted. Band. Here's another one. Here's a way to do. You have the band. This one, in this case, you can stand on it or have it below your knees. Alright. Alright. Let me try something. Let me see. Okay. Alrighty. So anyway, so you could do assisted if that's possible. Or there's a machine that you can put different weights on it, select different weights on it to kind of help you. So one side the weight's gonna be, and the other side you're pulling yourself up. So the more weights on this side, the more help you're gonna get. So that's actually a good way to do it, to like really help with your bench press. I mean not bench press, your pull-ups, your pull-up game. And like I said, we'll also transition, also help with your Go back here. It could help with your biceps and lats, the muscles in the back right here. Okay. Alrighty. So let me see, what else do I have here? Make sure I got everything. Shoulder presses, believe it or not, shoulder presses is for shoulders and also triceps. Anytime you have to extend, you're forcing to extend your elbow like this. Okay, that is triceps. You're hitting the triceps. Okay, so you're here. With a barbell, dumbbell, whatever. Now, let me actually. Okay, I don't have to demonstrate myself. I can just show you here. Shoulder press. Okay, landmine. And keep it simple with this barbell. I have to get all fancy. Barbell standing, seated. All right, let's do this one here. So, this is to say, you see this person? He's shoulder pressing. He's hitting the shoulders, the delts. Deltas of the shoulders and the triceps, because he's extending the elbow. Once you, like I said, once you extend the elbow, you're hitting the triceps. Okay, the different kind of variations when it comes to the shoulder press makes it more challenging, makes you more taxing, so on and so forth. But that's pretty much it when it comes to shoulders. Now, I want to, because the triceps is one of the most important things. All right, so you know what? Let's go to biceps. Okay, let's go to biceps first for. We go to bicep curl. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't focus on a bicep curl. In my opinion, I hear this is a different variation, like a T-Rex bicep curl. So here, and curl. And curl. See the biceps pulling? Yep. Anytime the forearm or the arm, the hand goes to your forehead or comes up, that means you're hitting the biceps. Okay? That's a TRX. It keeps it stick to the basic bicep curl. Where is it? Alternating, standing bicep, single arm curl. Alternating, nothing to get all that fancy. Okay, so standing hammer curl. Let's go over this one real quick. Standing hammer curl is pretty much you're focusing on the biceps. You know, the biceps here, but you focus also on the forearms as well. Okay? I don't really emphasize bicep work that much for myself or even for my clients, because the thing is, we're using our biceps throughout the day so much. I mean, you definitely want to get them stronger, don't get me wrong, but when you're picking up your child, when you're picking up anything, really, you're using your biceps. So I would like, if anything, do two exercises when it comes to biceps. So usually a hammer curl like you just saw. And then usually like a traditional bicep curl. Here's a cable one. Cable bicep curl. See, same concept, but your palms are up. Your palms are facing upwards. Okay, so you hit more of the biceps, a little forearms too, but more of the biceps. Like I said, the one before, the hammer curl, It's forearms mostly. Oh, biceps too, but kind of evenly distributed. Okay, forearms and biceps. Alrighty. Let's see. Okay. Where are we at? I want to make sure we don't have any comments or anybody. Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, let's continue on. All right. So I'm so happy this thing is working. So I can actually show exercises and everything. This is awesome. So anyway, bicep curl. Yeah, so those are the two. You can use a barbell curl. That's fine too. But this is one of, if besides a dip, okay, besides the tricep dip that you saw on the bench before, the overhead tricep extension. This one is one of, there's different variations, of course, but you know, you're working by yourself, you're in the gym. This one is one that is the best tricep exercise to do, in my opinion, next to the dip, because you're isolating your arms, you're not using your shoulder muscles at all. It's standing still, not moving at all. It's extending. It's really hard. It's really hard to cheat in this. It's really hard to cheat with that exercise. Okay, really hard to cheat in that exercise. That's why I like it so much. Like even, let me see. So something like this, another variation of it too. You have the dumbbell here instead of the, but I prefer the cable. I really prefer the cable over anything else. So the bench dip and this. Let me see if I make sure I got everything else. Yes. You know, if you want to strengthen your forearms, you know, getting stronger, you could definitely do some like wrist curls or something like that. But in reality, you try doing some like holding heavy dumbbells in your hands and just like standing there for a couple minutes, that's actually better than forearm curls, to be honest with you. All right, so understand that. And or doing like a farmer's walk. Farmer's walks are pretty much like you're having the heavy dumbbells and you're walking a certain distance or whatever. And that's actually really good for like posture, good for balance, good for shoulders as well, traps, those kind of things. Okay. Then we're gonna go to, then we hit triceps, biceps, the shoulders. I mean, I don't think the much people are interested in that much shoulders because we focus on our arms anyway. But all right, so form is important. Control as you go up and you come down. So at control as you go up, meaning control as you're contracting the muscle, control as you're contracting, and control as you're letting down or relaxing the muscle, if that makes sense. You don't want to have to keep on, you don't want to like just flap around, you know, if it's, you're flapping around, that's not a lot of weight. Okay. So understand something too. As we go into, what was it? Yeah. As we go into progressive overload, my rule of thumb is if you could do 10, let's say eight to 10 reps and you don't feel anything and not challenging enough for you, increase that weight. Okay. No, you're not going to get bulky. No, you're not going to become looking, you're not going to be looking like Arnold or anything like that. Increase the weight. Okay. Remember, what we, ultimate goal is to build muscle. We want to stimulate that growth. Okay. And we want to grow that muscle. Okay. Of course, we have to eat proper. We'll get to that in a minute. Eat properly, what have you. Okay. So focusing on the burning is your friend. Okay. So if you're feeling the burn, it's good. Burning is your friend. Any sharp pain, that's a no-no. Okay. Sometimes people have the tendency of getting sharp pain in the tendon, not like in the muscle here, but more down here by the elbow. That's a no-no. Okay, certain stuff like that. Maybe you need to stretch more, doing stretches like this. You know, this definitely, oh my God, this feels so good already. But doing stretches like this can definitely help. Okay, these guys here for triceps. And when it comes to the biceps, I normally, it's hard for me to do this because the window's right there, but I would normally have my arm like this. Like if I'm putting my arm, actually, if putting my arm behind my back, that's more for shoulders though. But if you put your arm extended backwards, it's hard. Like I said, it's hard for me to do that. But if you flip your arm, your wrist like this, and you imagine you're putting your forearm on the back seat of your, not your car, but that's not the back seat, that's way too far. But like say if you're sitting in a chair, you're putting in the back side of your car, the back, I mean, I keep saying car, back of your seat. The back part of your seat, or your couch. You're sitting on your couch, you put it like behind you and you hold it up like this. And that definitely helps. Like bring it, try to bring it further behind you. It's really hard to explain. But it's one of the best exercises, the best stretches to do when it comes to the biceps. It hits everything. The biceps muscle is responsible for two things, or three things, actually. This guy here, turning, like you're opening your door, okay? Bending your elbow, okay? And also lifting up this way, okay? Going like this. Okay, so you want to do the opposite of that, okay? So I'm bringing it backwards, flipping my wrist like this, and putting it behind me. It's kind of hard to explain. I think I have the bicep stretch. Oh man, this is, like, I think I did store it. But yeah, here it goes. Perfect, here it goes. So see, my hand, I have, you could put it on a counter or something. See, I have my hand, my elbow fully extended. My wrist is pointed upwards, okay? You can't see, but I have my chest up. The best to keep your chest up the best you can. So really feel it here in the shoulder in a good way. The stretch. So like the bicep tendon goes all the way. The bicep muscle, I should say, go all the way right into the forearm here. Okay, in the middle region of the forearm. Okay, so here and here. That's what I was talking about. I totally forgot I had. Oh, this is so much better. So much better. Anyway, so that's a good stretch. Those are two good stretches when it comes to the biceps and triceps in those arms. Okay, and also don't forget this one here. You're putting your arms behind your back, chest up. Actually, did I have that one? No, I think I have that one. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, so like I said, with progressive overload, if you feel like you do 8 or more reps and you don't really feel anything, it's not really challenging, you're not really fatigued, increase that weight. 30 seconds rest to a minute, that's fine. Okay, make sure you emphasize form. Okay, emphasize form. And the more you do slow and control, one thing you could do, like say if you do a tricep overhead. So if you come up like fast, go down slow, it's actually, believe it or not, can actually help prevent injuries. So go not extremely fast, so come down slow. If it's a good amount of weight, you try your best effort you can to get it up, and then bring it down slowly to control on the eccentric. The eccentric is when you're bringing down the muscle from a contraction. The opposite of contraction is eccentric, pretty much concentric, eccentric. But anyway. And we had two scientific-y. Okay. Some things to consider too as well, because ultimately we're trying to tone our arms and lose body fat, burn calories. So definitely maybe afterwards you do an arm routine, because most time I'm doing like a strictly arm day, you don't really burn that much calories. But if you can incorporate maybe like a HIIT class, like a 30-minute HIIT class or something like that, or maybe do some cycling or something like that, maybe do the Stairmaster. You know, but understand something too. If you're doing a Stairmaster, you hold on, your triceps are already tired and fatigued, so your arms might feel a little wobbly. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me see if I can check and see any comments. No comments here. No comments here. Okay, fine. Perfect. All righty. So, anyway, back to this. All right. Prioritize recovery, like I always say. Sleep is when everything happens. Okay, it's not during the workouts, it's when we're sleeping. All right, remember that. All right. We talked about diet many, many times, so we want to make sure we emphasize lean proteins. We want to make sure we get enough protein. 50 grams of protein is not enough per day. 100 grams of protein is not enough per day. Okay, well, it depends, but unless you weigh 120 pounds, 130 pounds, and you're working out like once or twice a week, that's not enough. Okay, so you want to make sure you get your body weight, for the most part, your body weight in grams of protein. Okay. Like I said, depending on how aggressive your workout is, have your carbs. More complex carbs will be better to kind of help you for energy wise. Okay, because if you ever try to lift, like say you have one day or one week, you have a lot of carbs. And I'm gonna say a lot of carbs. I mean, like, you know, good carb, bad carbs, but a lot of carbs. You're gonna feel the difference in your lifts. In your exercises, okay. But if you have a low carb day a week, you're gonna feel that the your progress or your strength drops a lot. So I mean, depending on what week it is, if it's the second week, definitely a lot. So be careful. That's why you shouldn't be cutting for so long. You shouldn't be, you know, trying to lose weight, dropping your calories for too long. In my opinion, that's why women tend to have the tendency to come off quote unquote weaker than men, because they most likely eating much, much less, and they're watching their carbs and this and that, not eating enough protein and so on and so forth. And that adds to the stereotype of women being weaker than men, you know, in my opinion. Let's see. Healthy fats, plenty of fruits and vegetables. Okay, I mean, yes, men are supposed to be stronger, yes, but I feel like women should be somewhat to the point where they're closer. So like say a man that's not working out compared to a woman that is working out aggressively, I think she should be stronger than a man. A man that doesn't work out, definitely, hands down. I mean, that's my opinion. I might be wrong. I know I'm not, because I've seen a lot of strong women in my days. Okay. Like banging out push-ups like it's nothing. And I see men can't even, I just think it's a stereotype that needs to change. Of course, stay consistent, stay patient. It's not going to happen overnight. We didn't gain the weight, gain those flabby arms overnight. We have to make sure we understand that. Okay, so I'm going to do like something. I don't know if I could draw something here. No, it's fine. You know, it's fine. Let me see if I can do this instead. It's probably best. Yeah, better. Okay, so. Let's see if this is making sense. I'm actually going to stop sharing this. Stop sharing this and go back to screen. So this is the way, imagine, use your imagination. This is your body. This is your skin. This is your body. This is your muscle. Okay? This is my cell phone. This is the light. And this is the AirPods. But anyway, if you can see, so there's three levels. Okay? If you're not listening, I mean, you're not watching, you're listening. But this is, this is your skin, this is your body fat, this is your muscle, okay, three levels, okay? So the top part, okay, where your skin is, I mean, that's what it is, you need your skin. But the body fat here, okay, for you to lose your body fat, that's when diet comes in. It doesn't matter, there's no one exercise that can fit it. Let me do a whole bunch of dips that'll help me get rid of the fat in my back and arms. No. You will stimulate the growth of the muscles, but the body fat's still going to be there. So how do you get rid of the body fat? You watch what you eat. Okay? You watch what you eat. So there's no like one exercise that can change it and improve your lose body fat or whatever. It's not the case. Okay? That doesn't happen. Okay? So be mindful when you try to think that, I could lose body fat. I mean, my arms, if I do dips or something like that. That's not the case. That doesn't happen. Okay, that does not happen. Alrighty? So just be mindful of that. You lose your body fat in your arms when you diet, okay? You lower your calories. You're in a deficit, okay? You lower your calories. You're in a deficit. Continuously, okay, not continuous for too long, get me wrong. Remember, we don't want to be in a diet for a long period of time. A lot of other adverse things will happen, so don't stay in a diet phase for such a long time. Okay, so just be mindful of that. All right, so I just want to throw that out there so that you know. You can, like, same thing, people doing abs, let me do a ton of abs, six pack abs in 10 minutes or whatever. You're just pounding away at your muscle, you stimulate the growth of your muscle. Endurance or whatever of your muscle, that's it. But for you to lose body fat, it comes down to diet. It doesn't matter what area it is, but your body's going to lose the body fat where it wants to. Majority of times, yes, women have more body fat in the back of their arms, the thighs, the butt, the breasts. Let's see, where else? I mean, of course, the stomach too. It gets to the stomach. But majority of the time, those are the heart, those areas a woman wants to lose. You know, I'm going to lose my butt. I want to lose my chest. I want to lose my arms. That's where the genetics, put your body fat. Or, has your body fat to be. That makes sense. Okay? Anyway. Make sure there's no questions about anything. Okay, no questions about it.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together. Check me out at KandapaStrength.com.
All right, so let's move forward. When you talk about managing, we're going to talk about perimenopause, menopause especially, and postmenopause. Okay, we're going to go through this real fast. This is the second topic. Okay, so perimenopause is a transitional period leading up to menopause, marked by hormonal changes and symptoms like irregular periods and hot flashes. Okay, menopause itself is the point at which a woman has not had a menstrual cycle for 12 consecutive months. Okay, indicating the end of her reproductive years. Postmenopause refers to the period following menopause, during which menopausal symptoms may continue but are typically less intense. Okay, so you understand the difference of the three. Okay. Okay, so you kind of know what it is when it comes to menopause and everything. I want to talk about ways besides exercise. We kind of talked about managing using exercise and diet to kind of handle everything, pretty much eating more, being more sound, being more consistent with your exercise. We might actually have some stuff about exercise here, but here's some other ways to improve your handle these symptoms. Okay, so handling hot flashes, try these options. Okay, identify and avoid hot flash triggers like spicy food or alcohol. Okay, I know sometimes, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but sometimes you have caffeine. I think spicy food or alcohol, it gets you kind of hot. You have you're cold outside. Okay, have a shot of Everclear or something like that. That'll definitely warm you up. You know, use a fan at home or work. Take low dose oral contraception if you still have your period. Started thinking about, perimenopause. Take slow deep breaths when have hot flashes starts. That's another option. Okay. Remove some layer clothing, to feel that as the hot flashes come on. Okay. Here's something when it comes to vaginal dryness. Using water-based over-the-counter lubricants during sex, or using moisturizers every few days. Okay, definitely consult your doctor. Of course, when it comes to some doing stuff like that, definitely consult your doctor. All right. So sleep problems. So when you have your sleep. So we talked about hot flash. We talked about vaginal dryness. Now let's talk about sleep problems. Okay, because like I said, sleep's important. If you're working out and trying to get all the results you want, trying to get. But you're not sleeping, you're not going to see the progress. Okay, so I definitely believe in this one. Avoid large meals, smoking, coffee or caffeine after 12 o'clock. Okay, so in the afternoons, try to avoid large meals. Avoid napping during the day so you can be knocked out, be exhausted by nighttime, by bedtime. Avoid exercise or alcohol close to bedtime. I usually stop working out at a certain amount of time. After 12 o'clock, if I don't work out, that's I'm done for the day. That's definitely true. I know some people that if they work out like late at night or something, they can fall asleep right away, but some people can't. They start to get a little bit high strung. Drink warm milk or warm caffeinated free tea before bed. I think, what you call it? What's that tea? Shoot. I forgot that tea. Chai tea? No, not chai tea. I totally forgot that tea, what that tea's called. Sleep in dark, quiet, and cool room. Okay, treat hot flashes treat hot flashes to improve. Okay, so, that's it. They're saying the hot flashes would definitely could be causing to improve sleep, causing problems with sleep. Okay, so now I want to talk about when to seek help. Okay, so there's times when you have to say, okay, this time, let me make sure I check this. There's times when you have to say, Make sure I check, because sometimes it doesn't show up here. Like, if people have comments and everything, I want to make sure that no one has. Okay, no one has a comment. Okay, perfect. So there's times when you have to say, you know what, there's something going on. I need to get some more help. Okay, so you know, signs of PCOS or cervical cancer. You know, better irregular bleeding. Suddenly experiencing very heavy periods with blood clot. We have to go see a doctor. Okay. Have periods lasting longer than usual. We have to go see a doctor. Okay. Spot or bleed, blood after sex, spot of bleeding after your period. Having periods close together. Okay. All these signs are you need to go to a doctor, okay? Then, so the reason why osteoporosis and heart disease is so important with when it comes to menopause or could happen because of menopause, because estrogen actually helps protect your heart and bones, okay? Because you know there's a lot of heart conditions and older people happen because of, as they get in those later years, okay? Because estrogen actually protects them. Protects your bones, protects your heart. Okay. Alrighty. Also, two, because of the fact that you have vaginal dryness, okay, you can have problems with UTIs. Okay, so be careful of that. Alrighty. So I want to end with some more positive stuff. Okay, so we'll talk about some positive things when it comes to menopause. Okay, so you're dealing with menopause, the positive outlook of it is that you're middle age and you, yes, don't think about it being old or whatever. Don't use that word. Okay. You're seasoned. You've been through it all. You know, you don't have to worry about anything else when it comes to, reproduction. You're wiser now, you know, you experience certain things. Okay. So I'm not a child anymore, but you know, you're more experienced and you're wise. Okay, so to see it like that, you made it through, you know, you're alive and well. This is focus on your health. If it's not where it needs to be already, this is focus on that. Okay, and then no more menstruation. That's another positive. No more menstrual cycles or whatever, have to deal with that stuff. Okay, no more need for birth control anymore when it comes to having intercourse or what have you. Okay, so those are the brighter sides when it comes to menopause. I mean, after you get through the hot flashes and all these kind of things. Just positive. Okay. All right. So here's some home remedies. I kind of discussed some already before, but here, like, let's say 10 remedies that you can do on your own. Okay. Number one, of course, healthy eating, healthy diet. Okay. So focus on more lean proteins, vegetables, whole grains, those kind of things, good fats, high calcium and vitamin D. Okay. Okay. Some herbal remedies. There's certain like red clover, soy can help alleviate some of the menstrual cycle pains, symptoms, I should say, the hot flashes or whatever, but everybody's different, so it might not work for you. Okay. Oh, I actually looked up because I do remember I do remember there's certain situations, but I only found one concrete that when you pretty much miss your cycle, menopause. And that's when, of course, you lose your uterus. Okay, so because remember, menopause pretty much when it slowly goes away, your estrogen slowly goes away. But if you get your hysterectomy, you don't have any menopause, you don't have any way of producing estrogen, so pretty much it's all gone. Okay, all right. So this, I've tried to look. I just feel like there's more ways, but And there's probably some women out there that just don't get any symptoms at all. Because everyone's different. There's probably some women out there that don't get it at all. Anyway, so flaxseed can actually help with hormone balances to kind of slowly, completely drop your estrogen level right away or at the pace it was going. Kind of slowly, kind of level it all out, make it a little bit easier for you to handle. Regular exercise, you know, another one, of course. Mind and body. Focus on improving sleep, yoga, Tai Chi meditation kind of help alleviate some of those discomforts, maybe mood swings and stuff like that, to kind of center yourself. Okay. I heard that there's something new called grounding. From what I have to look more into it, and what it seems like, you're walking outside barefooted and kind of like becoming one with the earth or one with the world around you, kind of thing. It's kind of the same thing, just kind of centering yourself, getting about everything, getting rid of all the stress. Cooling techniques, managing your hot flashes, trying to be in a cool room, wear lightweight clothes, use fans and cool packs as needed. Okay, and I've heard a woman told me that, you know, it happens. It's like you're on fire inside, and then all of a sudden you get cold. You know, it's insane. Okay, limit your alcohol and caffeine consumption, definitely, because, you know, definitely it's like a stimulant to kind of get you, you know, woken up, especially when you're about to sleep, and also to sometimes get you more perspiring and warm your body up. So energy drinks too as well. Okay, it's kind of go without saying, but energy drinks as well. All right, stay hydrated. Plenty of water in your system, okay? To really help reduce some of these symptoms, more water, and it actually can also help with dry skin and actually vaginal dryness too as well. All right? And this one, I really want to do acupuncture myself. Acupuncture has shown to help some women, not all women. Some women has shown to help some women. So maybe try that out, see if that helps you. Okay? And lastly, okay? We have to quit smoking. Now, I'm leaning more towards, because I know some of us might partake in the little weed, marijuana. I think this pertains more to cigarette smoking, not marijuana smoking or edibles eating or whatever you want to say. Actually, edibles probably help relax you a little bit. De-stress you. It could help. But yeah, anyway, guys, that's pretty much, that was a lot of information. Good 40 minutes of food quality information, I think. Let me backtrack a little bit to see if there's any comments, questions, or concerns. And check all right, no. Nothing. Perfect. And it's perfect, fine and dandy. Alrighty, guys. So I really hope you guys appreciate this and learn so much from this. This is really, I can't believe it. I was able to show you these exercises and stuff. All right. So thank you so much for watching, guys. Just remember, next week, nothing. It's my wife's birthday. So I won't be doing a live stream, but we will be together once again the following Monday. All right, guys. So love yourselves. All right. And have a good one. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Bye.
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together.
Check me out at kadapastrength.com.